I'm in my second room at the Euston Square Hotel. You don't want to know about my first room. But this room's pretty bad too. The floor is stained with God knows what. I'm currently sat in the bathroom and every single fitting is kind of rusted over. Every silicon seal is growing some kind of weird biological entity. The bedroom, which is not much larger than the bathroom I'm sitting in, which is large enough just to hold the bed, has a kind of weird undulation to it. Nothing feels straight. Everything vibrates and is so damn hot. I take very little solitude from the air conditioner, which every 10 minutes gives off this bone shaking grunt of a moan that I know is just going to wake me up every 5 minutes. So I've turned it off and I'm sweating, and I don't think that's safe in a room like this because there's too many bugs about. Honestly, you've got to see this place to believe it, because it looks, on first inspection, if you walk in and squint your eyes, like a modern hotel room. But look closer, and it's just a weird facade. I've got a song kind of playing in my head right now. And if you've got the music to put to it, this would be a cool musical protest that I could deliver to the desk so that maybe they would sort this space out to at least, I don't know, be habitable for any of the humans that may lose their way and end up in the Euston Square Hotel. There's no fucking way I'm staying here again. I'm stuck in here tonight and that's final. What I mean by that is I've nowhere else to go. My brain won't function, so I'll play vinyl. Not the real stuff, but an app that's close enough. With songs so cold and rough, I might cry now. It's handy for Euston Square. It's near the station, but not quite there. My room's not on a ship, but it vibrates just like it. I'm told extractor fans turn off midnight. There's a buzzing in my room that's hotter than a womb. I'm sweat glued to my sheets, I might die here. The phone is dead, no one's there. My hotel on Euston Square.